This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. government in recent years has kept a closer eye on foreign companies buying U.S. firms, as well as the export of certain technologies. Transactions involving China are a key part of this. The Biden administration is keeping to the policy, but at some cost, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Chris Greiner is an attorney at Strzok & Strzok & Lavon. He represents companies when they have to go before CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. This is the government office that vets foreign acquisitions of U.S. companies. Greiner remembers one tech company whose acquisition by Chinese investors was rejected by the committee.
The client keeps going back to the Chinese investors. I said, well, you just got turned down. Why are you doing this? I said, well, they're offering three times the value. Of the company. So, okay, maybe we have to think about, is this a real business deal or what's behind that?
Buying a company is a way to access technology. And if the technology is sensitive, say AI or quantum computing related, that can pose a national security threat in the view of the U.S. government, particularly if the buyer is in China or has links to the Chinese military. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
There were some legitimate security concerns about the types of technologies the Chinese were acquiring and how they would have an impact on Chinese military capabilities.
In 2018, Congress expanded CFIUS. At one point, it had four employees. It now has upwards of 50. Its largest division is now sifting through past deals that have already been completed to make sure none got through that shouldn't have. David Henke is a partner at Arent Fox Law Firm. He worked on the CFIUS expansion.
The pandemic has really, I think, expanded the focus of CFIUS to consider things that previously might not have been thought of as national security.
Pharmaceuticals, for example, even real estate. Separately, the Commerce Department has started to pay closer attention to what the U.S. exports to China. For instance, it blocked the export of certain supercomputers in early April out of concern it would build up Chinese military technology. The increased scrutiny has led to an intended chilling effect. Chinese foreign direct investment in the U.S. has slowed since 2016.
We know the direction this is going.
James Lewis is a senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's towards greater splitting of the two supply chains. But if we do it the wrong way, we'll hurt ourselves.
Lewis says U.S. and Chinese supply chains are deeply intertwined, and disentangling them too far is a risk.
When you talk to American chip companies or the equipment makers, they feel like they need to sell to China to keep the revenue streams that let them do the R&D on the next generation of technology.
As the Biden administration completes a review of U.S. supply chain vulnerability, it'll have to consider just how far decoupling should go. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.